Report: Afghans arriving at U.S. military bases to get $1,250 payments. By John Binder on September 2, 2021. Afghans arriving in the United States and being temporarily resettled at U.S. military bases will receive one-time payments from the State Department, funded by American taxpayers. As Breitbart News reported, President Joe Biden's administration is looking to turn various military bases in Texas, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Virginia, New Mexico, and Indiana into refugee camps that can accommodate about 50,000 Afghans. Most of all Afghans headed to military bases for temporary resettlement are arriving on humanitarian parole, which does not expire for at least 2 years. These Afghans are not eligible for special immigrant visas, SIVs, P2 visas, or refugee status. According to the Washington Post, Afghans arriving at military bases will secure a $1,250 one-time payment provided to them through the State Department and funded by American taxpayers. Among the Afghans arriving in the U.S., from Dulles International Airport in Virginia and Philadelphia International Airport in Pennsylvania, are those who have little to no ties to America and many who do not have the most basic paperwork to prove their identities. The Biden administration, the Post notes, has yet to disclose what they are doing with Afghans who fail the vetting process. Last week, Bloomberg reported that Afghans flagged with ongoing security concerns may still be resettled across the U.S. with some monitoring by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. This week, top Biden officials confirmed that Afghans flagged for concerns have sought entry to the U.S. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.